Here we are the day after Christmas. Mike and Kim along with you. Hope you had a great get-together, or you're probably still, some of you, celebrating through the weekend. And from the good stuff, hope you have a great holiday season. And also from Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty and Auction, they hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness at this special time of the year. Merry Christmas and a happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and staff.
You know, there's still time this year to discover the pulse of agriculture, from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News, published every week. Visit them, tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wishes everyone a happy new year for 2026. And if you'd like to spend a little time here in the Valentine area, over 50 things to do listed at visitvalentine.com. Ice fishing. Well, hopefully there'll be ice fishing. The weather we've had hasn't cooperated thus far, but I'm sure there'll be some ice. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Well, I have a post-Christmas poem. I do not know the author on this, but I thought it was kind of humorous, so thought we'd feature that for you today. It's simply titled A Christmas Poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa's a wreck. How do you live in a world that is politically correct? His workers no longer will answer to elves, vertically challenged, they're calling themselves, and labor conditions up by the North Pole are alleged by the union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer have vanished without much propriety, released to the wilds by the Humane Society, and equal employment has made it quite clear that Santa had better not just use reindeer. So Dancer and Donner and Comet and Cupid were replaced by four pigs, though some say they look stupid. The runners must now be removed from the sleigh, as the ruts are termed dangerous by the EPA. And people have started to call for the cops when they hear the sled-like noises upon their rooftops. Smoke from his pipe has his workers quite frightened, and his fur-trimmed red suit is quite unenlightened. And to show you the quaintness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph is suing for the use of his nose and has gone on Geraldo in front of the nation, demanding big bucks for some back compensation. So half of the reindeer are gone, and his wife, who decided that she's had quite enough of this life, has joined a self-help group and left in a whiz, demanding from now on her title is Ms. And as for the gifts, why, he'd never a notion that making a choice would cause such a commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, not just for him and not for just her. Nothing that might be construed to pollute, nothing to aim and nothing to shoot, nothing that glamors or makes lots of noise, nor just for kids and not just for boys. No candy or sweets, they're bad for the tooth, and nothing that seems to embellish the truth. The fairy tales, though, they are not quite forbidden, like Barbie and Ken are better off hidden. For they raise up the hackles of those psychological who claim that all good gifts must be ecological. No football, no baseball. Someone could get hurt. Besides, playing sports exposes us to dirt. Dolls are said to be sexist and should be passé, and Nintendo could just rot your whole brain away. So Santa just stood there, disheveled, perplexed. He just couldn't figure out what to do next. He tried to be merry. He tried to be gay. But you've got to be careful with that word today. His sack is quite empty and limp on the ground. Nothing fully approved was there to be found. Something special is needed, a gift that he might give to all without bugging the left or the right, a gift that will serve without indecision all groups of people and every religion, every ethnicity, every size, every hue, everyone, everywhere, perhaps even you. So here is that gift, its price beyond worth. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on earth. It's a Christmas poem, a politically correct version, I guess, of that for this post-holiday.
Very good. Yes. And this is from Dolores Colburn from Valentine. When it's Christmas time in Nebraska and the gentle breezes blow about 70 miles an hour and it's 52 below, you can tell you're in Nebraska because the snow's up to your butt and you take a breath of Christmas air and your nose holes both freeze shut. The weather here is wonderful, so I guess I'll hang around. I could never leave Nebraska. My feet are frozen to the ground. And it says in parentheses, if you get my drift, Dolores Colburn, sharing that with us.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of this new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. And that's the good stuff.